This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Brian, are you coming back in?
Yeah, it's barely a week's worth of feed for the deer, you know. Adam never orders enough.
He has deliveries coming all the time. Why on earth are you worrying about that now?
I'm just checking. These things are easily overlooked when you're distracted.
Well, we're all distracted at the moment, aren't we?
This shed needs a good tidy up.
Oh, not now, Brian. Come inside, please. Mum and Auntie Chris are wondering where on earth you've got to.
I doubt that. When are they going home?
Well, I said I'd drop them back once they've finished their cups of tea.
I could really do with some peace, Jenny.
Oh, darling, I thought we'd agreed we wouldn't dwell on things.
I'm not.
Well, that's good. Because, you know, we have the whole family behind us. I've invited Alice and Chris over on Thursday night to say thank you. You know, Alice has been such a star.
Yeah, she has.
Have the contractors been able to date those drums? I mean, even rough dates would help. And then we'd have some hope of getting to the bottom of who dumped what and when and just demonstrating you weren't involved.
I thought we weren't supposed to dwell on things.
Let's talk about something nice. Remember, we've got the awards dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, of course. I've almost forgotten.
Oh, I am so looking forward to it. Do you know, I bought the most gorgeous pair of shoes and they're still in their box.
I haven't a single moment to think about it.
I should probably wear them round the house tonight so I don't get blisters tomorrow.
I thought I'd clear my head before I put pen to paper.
What for?
Well, I have to say something, won't I?
Oh, of course, yes. The acceptance speech. Never even thought. Ah, some inspiring words from Borsetshire's Business Person of the Year. Oh, excellent idea. And that will generate some good publicity.
We could certainly do with that.
Oh, yes, it'd be nice to win for a change. Show Lily we do actually know a thing or two, despite our advancing years. I mean, really.
Well, Josh was worse, but they're deliberately trying to put us off. I know what we should call our team. The Oldies.
Oh, I'm not sure Anisha and Rex will appreciate that.
They're ancient too in Lily's eyes. Oh, look, there's Philip. Shall I call him over?
No, he looks busy.
Philip! Philip, over here! How's things?
Alistair, good to see you, mate. Hello, Sugar.
Philip.
Don't usually see you in the Bull on a weekend. Just been to see a friend's son-in-law, Loxley. Lad in his 20s, dreaming of an extension that's bigger than the house.
Oh, kids.
Had to put him right, I'm afraid.
The arrogance of youth. Definitely tonight's theme, isn't it, Sheila?
Yes, it is.
How's things with you?
Oh, me? Fine, thanks. We're here for the quiz.
Oh, the famous Bull quiz, so that's why it's heaving.
It's quite a competitive village, I'm afraid.
Oh, Anisha and Rex can't make it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Anisha's just texted. She's had to go on a call, and Rex is helping Toby at Hollow Tree.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, well, I have got a lot of paperwork to get through at home.
The only paperwork we're doing tonight is the quiz.
We don't have a chance without them.
So, we need some new teammates. How about you, Philip? Fancy joining us?
Well, you're taking a bit of a risk there.
You honestly don't have to.
No, don't let us down. I've psyched myself up now for some intellectual combat with young Lily and Josh.
Intellectual combat, eh? Well, I can't say no to that. I'll get the drinks in. What do you want?
Oh, good of you. Pint of Shiners for me, please.
Shula?
Oh, just an orange juice, thanks.
Oh, have a glass of wine, love. We need a bit of oomph if we're going to win.
White?
OK, then, yes. Dry, please.
Coming right up.
I reckon Philip knows a thing or two, don't you?
I'm sure he does.
No. I don't believe it. Look at that. After writing us off for being over 40, guess who Lily and Josh have teamed up with?
Jazza.
No, behind Jazza.
It's Jim.
Yeah. What a cheek. Roping my dad into their trendy youth team. Well, they've got war on their hands now.
You're very welcome. Bye, Mum.
Oh. Evening, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness, you startled me. What on earth are you doing here?
Just putting the latest health club brochure through letterboxes. It's got the new Aquafit schedule and some free passes.
Oh, well, you needn't bother with the lodge. I really don't think my mother and Auntie Chris are interested in Aquafit.
No? Jill and Carol love it.
Each to their own, of course. But only end up in recycling, and you can see no junk mail sign there.
Actually, Christine asked me to drop one in.
Oh, did she?
Looking after your health is beneficial at all ages.
Oh, I am fully aware of that, thank you, Kirsty.
Anyway, excuse me while I pop it through as requested. Thank you.
I've got to get back. Brian will be wondering where on earth I've got to.
Keeping a low profile, is he?
I beg your pardon?
Keeping his head down.
Not at all. Why should he?
Oh, come off it, Jennifer.
He is very busy running Home Farm, if you must know.
Covering his back, you mean?
As a matter of fact, he's looking forward to receiving his special award tomorrow. And they don't give Business Person of the Year to just anyone, you know.
Unbelievable.
It's perfectly believable, thank you. My husband runs a large, highly complex agricultural business, taking significant financial risks and working extremely hard for 45 years. He absolutely deserves recognition.
Oh, he takes risks, all right.
Last time I checked, one was innocent until proven guilty in this country, Kirsty. Has that changed?
That award is a classic example of business execs scratching each other's backs, if you ask me.
Well, I didn't ask you.
And I didn't ask to have my health put at risk by a polluted river, did I? Now, I'm going for a well-deserved drink at the Bull. Excuse me.
Oh, really?
Here we go.
Oh, thanks.
And a large glass of dry white wine.
Oh, a small one would have done.
Oh, don't complain, Shura, or I'll sign you up with Alan.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I was stating a fact. Thank you, Philip.
No problem. Looks like Harrison Fallon and Chris are short as well.
I'm sure we'll manage.
I want to win, not manage.
There's Kirsty. Shall we ask her?
Oh, she'll have a team already.
Well, not if we nab her first. Kirsty!
Oh, quick, before Fallon sees her.
Hiya. It's busy, isn't it?
Have you got a team for the quiz?
Oh, I've forgotten all about it.
Then you'll have to join us.
Well, she doesn't have to. I think Fallon's waving.
Up to you, but we're going to win.
I reckon you owe me for being so mean at the public meeting.
Ah, you deserved it after what you said.
You can't argue tonight. We're united on this table.
Come on. I did fix the hide.
That's quite a good job, I suppose.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, we need you because if there's any questions on Towie or grime music or whatever, we're clueless, aren't we, Sheila?
Absolutely.
To be fair, I'm exactly the same.
Oh, sit down, I'll get you a drink.
Oh, go on then. I'll have half a Shires, please.
Same again, Philip?
Yeah, might as well line them up, eh? Well, this is great. We're definitely going to win now.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, look at Jazza. Hey, Jazza! What's with the silly hat?
He looks ridiculous.
What's it supposed to be? A penguin?
Hey, it's your losing hat. That's what it is.
Well said.
What's he like? Are you okay, Shula? You look tired.
Oh, I'm fine. It's a bit loud, that's all.
Oh, that's their team name, the Penguins.
What's ours? Hang on. The Oldies? Oh, you never told me that.
Too late. You're one of us now.
I thought I'd tackle it head on, saying that as a businessman, I'm well used to unforeseen challenges.
Well, you are.
I've learnt to be resilient, standing back and working out how to put things right, and then being damn sure they don't happen again.
That's excellent, darling.
And in my view, resilience is the key to surviving in business today, etc., etc. What do you think, darling?
Oh, it's perfect, Brian, but please can we carry on in the kitchen? I've made a pot of coffee.
That's it, you lot. Let me see you.
Adam's not expecting glamming to start tonight,
no,
is he?
No, but it's always good to check.
Well, hurry up. There's a terrible draught
in
here.
Keep your voice down. You'll upset the youth.
I'm sorry, but Kirsty infuriated me.
I can see that.
She practically accused us of corruption.
Ridiculous.
Back-scratching, she called it. As if it's all some kind of conspiracy. And she's no knowledge of how business works.
You don't need knowledge to have an opinion. I've heard Emma Grundy last week. I thought I'd grown two heads. At least Will stood up for me.
Oof, these young women. Honestly, I'd never have dreamt of speaking so rudely to my elders and... Yes, I'm going to say it, my elders and betters.
Oof, she has riled you.
I was so annoyed I cleaned out both the fridges. But she is not going to spoil our moment of glory.
Oh, I'm not sure glory is the right word.
Oh, yes, it is. Your fantastic speech tomorrow night will smooth everything over.
Oh, who's this now?
Right, well, I'm pouring out the coffee, so please, darling, don't be long.
Two ticks.
Hello, Brian Aldridge.
Sure, we won't hear the answer.
I'm telling you, it was France or Japan.
It was USA. Sorry, they won tons of medals.
Oh, I'm going to stand nearer to Kenton. We'll never hear it otherwise.
Good thinking. To be honest, Kirsty, I only put Philip's answer down because he promised to buy more drinks.
You can get me a double rum and coke now, because I know I'm right.
I can't believe you two know so much about swimming.
I was county junior champion, I'll have you know.
Oh, well, I was district under 16 captain 2 years running.
Butterfly.
No, that's amazing.
Dolphin stroke, we called it. I'd struggle to do a length, no mind.
Rubbish, you're not that flabby.
Yeah, this is all muscle, I'll have you know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I can't believe how badly we've done. Oh, I just hope we've beaten Lily's team.
Well, you talked right over the answer. Oh.
Did we?
What was it?
Japan.
Yes!
Oh, no!
I was so into the 2012 Olympics. Oh, especially the swimming.
I'm amazed. I thought the USA had a pretty clean sweep.
Oh, not for bronze medals, as I kept saying.
The oldies should have listened to you, Kirsty.
Yes.
Sorry, but we'd better make tracks.
We're going already. Philip's buying the drinks.
Lots of them. We've both got early starts.
Well, that's true.
And I'm getting a bit of a headache. I'm sorry.
Oh, OK. See you.
But let's do this again sometime,
yeah.
Philip.
Yeah, night.
Yeah, I look forward to it, mate. Night, Shula.
Oh, I'll have my triple rum and coke, please, seeing as you were completely wrong and I was completely right.
Oh, have a good night.
I will, because he's buying every drink till closing.
And maybe lunch another day.
Lunch?
If you wanted to. Only so I can brag about my superior form of swimming skills.
Whatever.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, all right. Why not?
Oh, there you are. I've had to make a whole new pot. Brian, what's happened?
I can't believe it.
Well, who was that on the phone?
It was the Echo. I've spent ages trying to phone them back to check it wasn't a stupid joke.
What are you talking about? Why are the Echo calling you at this time of night?
Well, it seems their directors don't want the Echo brand embroiled in bad publicity.
What publicity?
Us, Home Farm, the contamination.
Oh, it's got nothing to do with them.
Well, apparently it has, because we've just been disinvited to tomorrow's dinner.
Disinvited? But how do they give you the award?
They're not giving it to me anymore.
I'm sorry.
They've changed their minds, Jenny. Someone else is getting my title. And there's not a damn thing I can do about it.
I'm just saying, you don't need to come. It's only a checkup.
No, I know.
I can get to the surgery on my own.
I've had a couple of thoughts, Bib, so we could talk while we wait.
Oh, well, yeah, all right then. Okay, see you in a bit.
Right, bye.
Sorry, Toby, is it okay to share your table for a minute, please?
Oh, hey, Nick, sure, yeah, I'm nearly finished anyway.
No, I don't want to rush you, I'm just waiting for Emma, she'll be on a break in a minute. Oh, that's a big book.
Yeah, Bert gave it me this morning. Everything a father needs to know, he reckons.
Oh, bless him, that's really sweet.
Really scary, you mean?
No, it's lovely.
Oh, there's so much advice, I can't take it all in.
Tell me about it.
I thought a shot of caffeine might help, but no.
Well, look, I can't comment on the fatherhood stuff, but being pregnant's not that complicated. And Oh, I'll tell you what's great for pregnancy. Anything in water.
What, like Aquafit?
Well, definitely Aquafit. It'll be fun as well.
Oh, she might enjoy it.
Well, and that's the main piece of advice I give you.
What?
Enjoy it.
Ah, haven't got to that bit yet.
It's so easy to think of pregnancy as a waiting game.
It is a bit, though, surely.
Jake and Mia, I spent the whole time waiting for them to eat solids, waiting for them to start crawling, sleep through the night, walk, talk, play football.
Well, Nick, you're blowing my mind.
With Poppy, I decided to enjoy it while it was happening, you know?
Okay.
Oh, there is so much to appreciate.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Sorry it's taken me so long.
Oh, look, I'd better go and fetch Pip, but thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. See you work.
Yeah, cheers, Emma.
Bye, Toby.
Aww, he's so excited about Pip being pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, my feet are killing me.
Yeah. Reminds me of Will when I told him I was having Poppy. So happy he nearly cried.
Oh, damn, the Wi-Fi's playing up.
Oh, what are you looking for?
The Echo online. Kirsty texted. She said there's no mention of Brian Aldridge.
Brian?
Business person of the year.
Oh, of course, yeah. Is it the awards tonight?
Yeah.
Well, they'll add the pictures later then.
No. His name's not even there, she said. But It's pointless if I can't get on the Wi-Fi. So, what do you want to ask me?
Sorry, yeah. You know, it's Will's birthday on Friday.
Right.
Well, I wanted a quiet night in so we can save our money for Valentine's Day next week, because Jolene was thinking of doing a Mr. and Mrs. competition at the ball.
That doesn't sound like Will's cup of tea.
Oh, I think it's dead romantic. So, well, I thought we'd have a meal and make a night of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kenton hated the Mr. and Mrs. idea, so it doesn't look like that's happening now, which means Will and I are going out for his birthday after all.
Look, Nick, if you're about to ask me to babysit, the answer's no.
Oh.
Here you are, Mum. I'm putting your coffee on the ledge.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
How's it going? Looks like you're nearly set up.
Yeah, Josh can finish off. Then I think we're all ready for lambing. Have you sorted the Herefords?
All fresh silage in the feeders.
And I've got to take over from your dad in the carving shed now. What time's your appointment?
Toby's on his way to take me now.
That's nice.
So I can tell the midwife I'm steering clear of the lambing, as instructed.
Good.
Yep, and carving, and cutting down on coffee, getting lots of sleep, and not eating all the things she mentioned. She might give me a gold star.
Yeah. Oh, did your dad tell you there's a change of plan on Wednesday?
Oh, the visit to the herringbone parlour?
It turns out it's Ben's parents' evening, and with his GCSEs coming
up... Oh, Dad'll have to go for once.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben'll be thrilled. Well, okay. Well, Dad can give us his questions for the farmer, and I'll video the milking all on my phone.
Good idea.
Yeah, I want him to get a clear picture of how it all works. Mum, is everything all right? You seem a bit quiet.
No, I'm fine.
And my dad seemed to, I don't know, huff yesterday when I mentioned Elizabeth.
I wouldn't worry about it.
But I am, though. What's going on? Oh, come on, Mum, there's clearly something.
Okay. To be honest, Kenton told your dad that Elizabeth, that she knew you were pregnant. Well before us.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Mum. Look, she was sort of there when I realised, so I had to tell her. But no, she was a total lifeline. She really listened. Look, I had to talk to someone.
But not us. Not me. I thought we got over what happened after the IBR.
We have, Mum.
Really?
Yes, but I needed a clear head to make up my mind.
I could have helped, Pip. I'd have listened.
Look, I know you would have done. I hadn't even decided what to do, and it had to be my decision.
Of course it did, but...
Elizabeth helped me think it all through. She was amazing, and she was totally objective.
Right. Well, that's good.
Look, I'm going to have to go. Toby will be here in a minute.
Yeah, you go.
Are you sure you're all right?
Absolutely fine.
It's just that me and Ed talked about going out ourselves on Friday.
Right. Where are you going?
Don't know yet.
Okay, well, if Clary's having Kira, hopefully she won't mind George and the kids as well.
Jennifer's busy, is she?
Jennifer?
Being as Will and the Aldridges are such good mates.
Sorry? Oh, you're talking about your run-in with Brian.
Which was nothing to do with Will. You should have heard him. It was embarrassing.
Oh, no. He wasn't embarrassed. He was annoyed. Said you went right over the top.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, Em, but they're good people, the Aldridges.
Oh, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, they've been amazing to Will and me, and it's not fair if there's hurtful gossip going around the village.
This ain't gossip.
You don't know the facts. No one does.
We know his land's contaminated and that it's poisoned the environment. Come on, think of your kids.
There's nothing to do with them.
No. It's about sticking up for the lord of the manor over family.
That's not what I'm doing.
Morning, girls.
Oh, hiya, John.
Morning.
Did you find Tony?
I give his sander back for her ready, so that's sorted. Now, who wants to give me a lift home, eh?
It must be our turn soon. That woman definitely arrived after us.
Do you want a magazine?
No, I want my appointment. But is there only one midwife?
You need to chill.
No, I need to get back to work. I've got invoices to check, feeding to do, strawing down.
Oh, this is a lot more exciting.
What, you reckon?
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you want to talk about?
I think you should go to Aquafit. Here, I catch some free passes off Kirsty.
Grey Gables? No, I told you, I'm not interested in that kind of thing.
This is recommended. Look, the benefits of water-based exercise for pregnant women.
No, you're all right.
We can check with the midwife if you're worried.
No, I mean, I don't feel... I know it's weird, but I feel like a fraud.
Sorry?
I'm eating fine. My stomach's no bigger. I don't feel sick anymore. I feel completely normal. It's weird having people fuss over me when there's nothing to see.
You've got the scan picture.
And all these rules about the farm, what I can and can't do. I mean, this is my work. And now I've really upset Mum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she found out I told Elizabeth I was pregnant before her. She's really hurt.
Well, she is your mum.
Not helping.
Okay, so you've got to talk to her. But who knew what when? That's irrelevant. She'll play a massive part in our baby's life, much more than Elizabeth.
Well, that's not a bad point, actually. Mm.
And there's more.
Okay.
You've got to try and enjoy being pregnant.
What?
Enjoy the moment. That's what Nick Grundy said.
You mean be grateful I'm not enormous yet? Well, yeah, there's that.
No, you've got a tiny human being growing inside you. Our human being. Pip, it's awesome. Come on. Isn't it?
It is fairly awesome.
So, you'll go to Aquafit?
If it shuts you up, I'll give anything a go.
Can you manage?
Your car's a bit lower than Clary's.
Up you come.
This is it. Yeah. I'm out.
Okay, then.
Good job Bert Fry didn't want to lift. He wouldn't have been able to get out of them seats.
Does he walk round the village every day, then?
Oh, he was just showing off, getting his exercise. I'm as fit as he is, sir.
Of course you are. Oh, he's carrying?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Because I fancy's a bowl of her soup to warm me up. Eddie might pop home and all.
Oh, I need to ask him about babysitting. Well, anyway, Joe, what should I do about Emma?
Oh, let it blow over, like I said.
Oh, we were so close during the parish council election.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a difference of opinion. Look at Eddie and Clary.
What about them?
Bicker all day, but they wouldn't be without each other.
True.
And friends is the same. Look at our Edward and Jess and McCreary. They don't agree on nothing, but they're still good mates.
Yeah, I suppose so. And then there's you and Bert.
Bert Fry? What about him?
Oh, you're always falling out, and at the end of the day, you're still best mates.
Best mates? Me and Bert Fry?
Oh, thanks, Joe. You know, I'm sure you're right.
Eh?
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
What did I say?
Hey, Mum.
Oh, you're back. How did it go?
Oh, fine. I thought it was your turn in the carving shed.
Your dad took over, so I'm doing as a cutter. Want one?
Oh, yes, please.
The midwife wasn't that bad, was she?
Oh, no, it's Toby's enthusiasm. It's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
I'll carry on with the invoices in a minute. Listen, about before, with Elizabeth...
It's okay. It's just... I wish you'd come to me.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, Mum. I really wanted to tell you.
Did you?
Yeah, but you were hardly going to be objective where Toby's concerned.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And if I'm honest, well, I couldn't bear disappointing you again.
Oh, Pip.
I know, I'm a coward, but... After the IBR...
I'm so sorry you felt like that.
And I shouldn't have. You know, I can see that now.
Can you? Really?
Yes. Look, I didn't mean to upset you, Mum. I do love you.
Oh, me too. Look, it's fine about Elizabeth. I understand, and I'm glad you told someone. Someone sensible.
And I realise this pregnancy is a big thing for us, with the family working together too. And we don't want it to have a massive impact on the farm.
No, we don't. Yeah. So we need to sort out the best roles for us all.
And you'll have such a huge role to play in my baby's life, much more than Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And that's what matters, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but in terms of the farm...
Right. I'm going to drink this while I crack on with that paperwork.
Hang on, Pip.
Don't worry, Mum, because you and this baby are going to be so close. with Dad and Gran and everyone helping to raise it. It's going to be a real team effort. Your grandchild is going to be so lucky.
Yeah, but...
See you later.
That's not what I meant, Pip. Pip! Oh.
So, you've seen the site, and the building will be going up quite quickly now.
Oh, you're making fast progress, Justin.
I'm not one to hang around, as you probably know.
Well, on behalf of the parish council, I must thank you for taking the time to show us around.
Well, people are more than welcome to come again once the unit's up and running, subject to biosecurity, of course.
The first pigs arrive April time.
That's the plan. Oh, will you excuse me? I'd better take this.
No problem.
Hello, Brian.
Did you want me?
Yes, you're a hard man to reach.
It's been a busy day.
Look, I've got the parish council at Barrow Farm at the moment, so I'll have to call you back. I'm about to show them the access routes.
Is Neil Carter there?
Actually, they've all come. Would you be able to pop over later?
Oh, I must.
Good. We can talk then.
Very well.
Bye. Sorry about that, Neil. I'll get someone to put the kettle on in the site office so we can all warm up. I'm not sure we've got enough mugs, mind you.
Emma and Richard have got to get off, I'm afraid, but if we can see the access routes first...
Oh, of course. Please come this way, councillors, and I'll point out the transport routes in and off the unit.
Yeah, it's fine. It's no problem.
Oh, thanks, Nick. It'd be a big help. Kenton's too busy and, well, I can't cope on my own.
I can be there in 10 minutes, if that's okay.
Well, coach party's due just after 12, so, yeah, that's perfect.
All right. See you in a bit, then.
Oh, thanks again. Bye.
Hi, love.
You forgot your lunch.
Did I? I could have sworn I put it in the car.
Nope.
Oh, thanks, Nick. I'd have stripped the boot looking for it.
I put a little treat in the kids' lunches as well, and I didn't want you missing out.
Oh, great. What is it?
It's only a fruit bar, but they're delicious.
Right, you're making me hungry talking about it. Yeah, I'll have it now.
Jolene just called and asked me to go in.
Righto.
Yeah, she's short-staffed and Kenton's busy, apparently.
Well, typical Kenton.
So I'm stepping into the breach, which is nice. Ken's look ever so sturdy there. He's doing a really nice job.
Oh, thanks. Well, there's a couple of repairs to do, but nothing major. This is really tasty.
Emma said they're Kira's favourite, so when I saw them on special, I thought, well, why not?
Well, it makes a change for Emma to be right.
Don't be too hard on her, Will. Can't be easy with all the hours she's working, plus the parish council and the kids. Not to mention living at Grange Farm. It's like Spaghetti Junction there. Well, with Ed, your mum and dad, and George and Kira all in and out at different times. Poor Joe doesn't know if he's coming or going.
Thanks for looking after him yesterday, love.
Don't be silly. Very fond of Joe. And he had some good advice about Emma. So, I'm sure we can get past this.
Here you are, Neil. White with two sugars.
Oh, tar. I could do with warming up.
So, what do you think of the plants?
They're impressive. Is that the first finisher building?
Let me see. Yes, the old dairy, that's right.
What's the flooring?
Flooring? Well, we're not changing it, actually, so it'll be... solid with straw on top.
Oh, good. I'm very glad it's not slatted.
Are you?
Solid is much kinder for the animals.
Well, if I'm honest, it was simply cheaper to keep it.
Definitely better for animal welfare.
Right. Well, good.
And the pen divisions are built from blocks, by the looks of it.
Well, that's the idea. You don't agree?
Well, it's up to you, of course, but... have you considered plastic panel pens bolted to the metal posts?
I'm not sure.
They're slightly more expensive to install, but much more flexible than block-built pens.
Yes? Well, we do want to be flexible.
Yeah, well, it's just a thought.
Oh, thanks. I'll have a word with my team.
Afternoon, both.
Oh, Brian, I wasn't expecting you till later.
Brian.
Sorry, will you excuse me? It looks like the site manager wants another word.
Oh, no problem.
No, it won't be a minute.
All right.
How are you, Neil?
Oh, soldiering on, thanks.
Sorry to hear you haven't been well. We could have done with your calming influence at the meeting last week.
Yeah. Oh, I must admit, I'm feeling the cold this winter.
You and me both. This business on my land isn't helping things either.
No, I imagine not.
Actually, I'm glad I bumped into you, because I just wondered if you might remember who worked on Home Farm back in the 70s.
The 70s?
Ooh. Well, it would depend when. Is that when they think it all happened?
That's what I'm being told.
No, that's taking me back.
We had a lot of casuals, to-ing and fro-ing, from what I remember.
Yeah, well, I hadn't been in Ambridge long myself.
Everyone mixed, though, if I recall. I mean, everyone knew each other.
Yeah, there was plenty of work, I remember that. Never the same since, though.
And suppose you stayed in touch with anyone from back then?
Well, I did bump into young Bob a few years back in Borchester.
Young Bob?
Yeah, in the Crown, off the Falpersham Road. I think it was his local. Mm-hmm. Thin guy with a beard. He told the dirtiest jokes I've ever heard.
Oh, well, sounds like the 70s. Was it quite a long beard?
What were they called? ZZ Top?
Ah, no, I do remember a chap like that.
Obviously, he's not young anymore, but everyone else I can think of moved away long ago.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, or else they passed on, eh? Oh, look at the time. I'd better dash. Well, look, I've seen everything I need to, Justin, so I'll leave you both to it. Thanks again for your time.
No, thank you for your advice.
Bye, Neil.
Cheerio.
Goodbye.
Surprised you got time to show the parish council round yourself, Justin.
Oh, that I did. Neil Carter was extremely helpful.
Yeah, well, he's the best pig man in Borsetshire.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, I'm glad you finally got in touch.
Well, I'm rather busy, Justin. Did you want something?
Why didn't you tell me about your award?
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Oh, that was a busy shift.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for covering. Really appreciate it. And weren't it lovely? Kirsty having such a laugh in the restaurant. Did you see?
Yeah. And she and Philip were really complimentary about their meal.
I know, that's what I like to hear.
I'll collect up the glasses.
Yeah, hopefully Kenton's posted next week's events online by now. Let's have a look.
Oh, I meant to ask, what did you decide for Valentine's Day in the end?
Hang on. I don't believe it.
What's wrong?
Oh, look at this. They're doing a Mr. and Mrs. event at the tea room.
Really?
Well, that was our idea. Kenton's upstairs right now designing the flyer.
I thought he was dead against it. He hated the idea.
Well, he came up with a different twist on it, which was brilliant, but we'll have to scrap it all now.
You usually check with Fallon, don't you, to make sure you don't clash?
Yeah, I meant to, but she's been so busy with her upcycling event. No, look, I'm sorry, this can't be a coincidence. They found out somehow. I can't believe they'd copy us.
Oh, dear.
And who knows what we're going to do instead? I'll have to think of something completely different.
Jolene!
Oh, I'm sorry to sound off, Nick. It ain't your fault.
But I think it might be.
Of course it's not.
No, seriously, I mentioned it to Emma.
Sorry?
I told her about the competition because Kenton seemed to hate the idea, so I never imagined we were actually doing it.
You told Emma?
Yesterday. Oh, I'm really sorry, Jolene. Oh, it's all my fault.
That sounds fine. Thanks for checking. Sorry, Brian, it's just one of those days.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Well, we can't generate a penny till the bill's complete.
I don't suppose you can.
You know, when I couldn't see you and Jennifer at the meal last night, I thought it was odd. But when they announced Business Person of the Year and someone else stepped up, I was absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, well, imagine how I felt.
They airbrushed you out of the whole event.
Indeed they did.
They must have warned you.
No. I got a phone call on Sunday night, completely out of the blue.
Just wish you'd tell me. Well, damn, I've left some papers in the car. Walk with me, will you?
Oh, Will, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, are you okay?
Not really.
Oh, come here.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, I can't believe it. Why is she such a cow?
It wasn't Jolene's fault. She had a right to be angry.
Oh, I don't mean Jolene. I mean Emma. What she thinks she's playing at, after everything you've done for her.
Let me put the kettle on.
Oh, sorry, but I can't stay, lover. I just had to make sure you were all right.
Oh.
I feel like going straight round Grange Farm and giving her both barrels.
Don't do that.
Someone needs to.
Well, then I'll tell her. Honestly, please don't go round. I need to sort this out myself.
Look, you tried making peace with her, love, and look where that got you. Well, she's crossed the line with this.
Well, then that's what I'll tell her, but not till I'm ready.
Well, it's obvious what this is about.
Sorry?
Well, she's jealous. And she always has been.
What, of me?
Well, she can see what you've built for yourself. For our family. We've got genuinely good kids who don't want for nothing. A real happy home. And lots of security. And that's what she's always wanted.
You can't blame her for wanting to own her own house.
No, she's bitter and twisted and eaten up with envy. And you, you're so thoughtful and gentle. That's why I... Well, that's why I love you so much, all right?
Do you really think that?
Of course I do, Nick. You and me have got something not many couples even dream of. We can trust each other 100%. We always put each other first for everything. Why are you smiling? Because it's right, isn't it?
I know it is. Of course it is. Sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm just really, really chuffed. You don't normally say that.
Yeah, well, it's how I feel. End off.
Yeah. Me too, William Grundy. Me too.
Oh, I can't tell you how mortified I was when Martin Gibson came bounding up, asking where you were.
Oh, Betty loved it.
Annabelle wasn't far behind. They're outraged by the publicity from this contamination. They were even quoting details of how many drums and the likely toxicity.
How the hell would they know that?
Oh, you know, environment agency staff, subcontractors, specialists, laboratories. There's a lot of people involved in unpicking this mess, Brown. There won't be any secrets, believe me. Now, where's that file gone?
Didn't realise it was so public.
No, I tried to reassure them.
Did you?
Yes, I did, actually.
Like you tried to reassure Adam?
Oh, I see. I was trying to help.
If you say so.
Well, you weren't going to come clean with him.
I do not need people panicking.
But they are panicking, don't you see that? In Martin and Annabelle's eyes, toxic dumping implies willful neglect.
What? What, as if I'd knowingly poisoned my own land?
Well, then, yeah, obviously it was decades ago, but I'm afraid no one cares about that detail. Well, there it is. Good. All they know about this unfortunate situation is that it is completely at odds with the image of reliable stewardship that BL craves.
Well, they'll have to give me a chance to clear my name.
They don't have to do anything, Brian. And I sincerely hope you can keep the lid on this, because any more bad publicity and the board will vote you out.
That's it. Nearly.
Pip, what's going on?
Oh, got it. Oh, good girl, we've done it.
What are you doing?
All right, girl. A breach and the legs were too far back, but it's okay now. She'll be fine.
I mean, what are you doing here?
Saving a life.
And risking another.
What?
You're not allowed in the carving shed. Now go and scrub your hands.
Oh, Mum, come on. Okay, lambing's a big no-no, but carving, I thought...
You heard me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I was just...
I'm taking over right now. So do as you're told.
Okay.
Now then, girl. How are you doing, eh? Let's see if your little one's ready now.
Well, he didn't say anything at the weekend.
Oh, he's not going to admit it, is he? You know your father. There's a parish council meeting tonight, but if you pop over tomorrow, you can tell me what you think.
We might be going to Home Farm. Hang on. Alice, what's happening tomorrow night?
Mum's asked us over. Oh, this dress is so fiddly to iron.
But is that definite?
Of course it is. I need to see how Dad's holding up.
Only Mum's still worrying about my dad.
Well, I thought he was all right now.
Well, he is, really, but Mum thinks he's going to take on too much too soon and we'll end up overdoing it again.
We're going to Home Farm, Chris. It's important.
Sorry, Mum. Maybe another night?
Glad to know who's important and who isn't.
No, she didn't mean it like that. She's really worried.
I'd better get to work.
Look, I'll try and drop over. She's gone.
Oops.
You knew she could hear you.
This iron is way too hot.
Could you try and be more tactful?
Oh, and the steam doesn't work. I wanted everything ready for tonight.
Alice, are you listening?
Look, I saw your dad yesterday in the shop. He told me all about visiting Barrow Farm, and I promise you, he was not on his deathbed.
Right.
Be honest, your mum's not happy unless she's fussing about something.
Yeah, okay, but she still feels awkward about last week, so could you please give her a break?
Yes, all right. I'm sorry, I'm just stressing about Home Farm. Mum sounded weird on the phone last night. Shall I leave the iron on? Are you doing your chinos?
No, I won't need them till the weekend. Right. And Shula just texted. She wants me to check out Aziz pronto. Have you seen my keys?
Which coat should I wear with this dress?
Oh, I don't know, but you need something in this weather.
Nothing totally matches. Oh, I'll sort it later. I've got a meeting at 9:30.
Oh, where have they gone?
Do you know everyone's leaving early this afternoon to get dressed up?
I thought it was just a work social.
Well, it is, but Aaron's organising it. And he's decided we have to wear black tie for absolutely no reason.
Oh, Pratt, trying to impress the boss again?
Hmm. Under the telly?
Yeah.
He's just dying to show me up.
Well, don't let him.
I'll try.
Mwah. Mm. Have fun and see you when you get back. And eat something first, all right?
Definitely. Bye.
Thank you, Roy. Oh, Pip. Good morning.
Morning. Do I go straight to the house club for Aquafit?
That's right. How are you feeling?
Fine. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm fine too. Enriched by ridding myself of negativity. Not complaining is very invigorating, you know, Pip. And now I'm on my way to meet Robert at the tea room. Oh, Toby, good morning.
Linda, hey, Pip, I'm not late, am I?
What are you doing here?
Aquafit, what do you think? I'd have been here earlier, but I couldn't find my trunks.
Well, I didn't realise
so I borrowed Rex's.
Sorry, you're going to Aquafit?
Yeah, my coordination's okay. And let's face it, I won't be any worse than Pip.
Yeah, but you don't have to actually do it.
Oh, this is my baby too. And we're enjoying the moment, remember?
Oh, how sweet. Leroy will be over the moon. Oh. I'm not sure we've had a young man in the class before.
Really?
Or indeed any man, other than Nathan Boo, who doesn't necessarily count.
Well, I hope Rex's trunks fit you.
Ladies will be delighted.
Sorry?
Come on, we've got 5 minutes.
Oh, all right, bye, Linda.
Bye.
There you are. It's okay, they haven't started yet.
Okay, good.
I've put my towel on the chairs.
Right, I'll do the same.
Oh, my word, Toby. What are those?
I believe the Australians call them budgie smugglers.
Oh, you can't wear those. That's bordering on indecent. Quick, let's get in before they notice.
Too late.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Pat, answer your phone. Oh, hello, Linda. Have you seen Pat?
She's taken little Jack to see Peggy, so you just missed her.
Oh, I've left her countless messages. Her battery must be flat.
Well, you're not complaining, are you, Susan? You should be practising for the Lenten challenge. Of course, I've started it already.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Positivity in every breath.
Right. So Pat's gone, then?
She was telling me about your exciting new idea.
Sorry?
Apparently you've come up with something that'll take Bridge Farm right into the heart of the health food market.
Oh, the goat's milk kefir, yes. It's a wonderful idea.
My wonderful idea.
Sorry?
And yet, for some unfathomable reason, Pat seemed to think it was yours.
Well, I had to develop the concept quite substantially.
It's still goat's milk kefir, isn't it? Susan?
Sorry, are you complaining?
Pardon?
Because that would stifle your positivity, wouldn't it?
I am not complaining.
No? In which case, it's fantastic to have your blessing for the new product. I do have your blessing, Linda.
Of course.
You sure about that?
Positive.
Good. Right, I'll have to leave Pat another note. She's milking the goats far too late, which messes everything up time-wise.
What a shame you couldn't master the milking process yourself. Excuse me.
I haven't laughed so much in years.
Oh, shut up and eat your cake.
You said enjoy the moment. Well, I certainly have.
If I'd known those ladies, no, piranhas, would be so fascinated.
Oh, I can't believe Rex gave you speedos.
Yeah. He knew I wouldn't look in the bag till it was too late.
Thank goodness Gran wasn't there.
Oh.
What are you doing now?
Shh, eyebrow woman. Is she coming in?
Who? Oh. Her. You're all right. She's gone past.
Oh, phew. She threatened to take me home with her.
No. Oh, you have totally cheered me up. Thank you. I had a terrible morning with Mum.
I thought you'd sorted everything.
Oh, I did. No, this was 4 a.m. when I looked in on the carving. I knew one of my favourites was really close.
You went in the carving shed?
And she was clearly in big trouble.
So you told Ruth?
The legs and feet were in the wrong position, so it was quicker to sort it myself.
But the midwife said you can't do any of that.
I know, but Mum and Dad are shattered without me doing my share.
I thought Eddie was helping.
When he's available.
but we use him more for lambing, which will start any minute. Ugh, doing both is such bad timing if I can't help.
You can't help, Pip. So why don't I?
Sorry?
If it'll save you from taking a risk with our baby, I'll gladly do some night shifts in the carving shed.
No, this is skilled work, Toby.
I'm not completely useless.
No, I know, but if you came across what I did this morning...
I'd have seen there were problems and fetched your parents. But I bet most of the time everything's fine. You said yourself, it's easier with the crossbreeds.
You can't learn all about carving in a few days.
Oh, you can pick up the basics, surely. And I'm a fast learner, aren't I?
Okay, but... I still don't see how it could work.
Can you ask them? Tell them I'm willing to do whatever they want. Please, Pip.
All right, then. If I must.
And be slightly more positive about it.
Oh, quick, eyebrow woman! What? Joke. Sorry. I couldn't resist it.
Very funny.
Chris? Chris!
Oh, sorry. You okay, love? I thought you'd have gone by now.
My taxi's outside. I wanted to see what you think about this coat with the dress. Does it look stupid? I really don't want Aaron picking faults.
He will not be able to, love. You look amazing.
Thanks. Also, I wanted to apologise about this morning. I do care about your parents. I'm just so worried about mine.
I know.
I got you a curry out of the freezer for tonight.
Oh, thanks, love. I hadn't even thought about tea. Are you eating there?
Hopefully. Aaron's ordered a ton of booze. I know that much. He's describing it as a cocktail frenzy.
Well, that's right, up your street then.
Oh, yeah, he's still infuriating. I'll have to organise the next social. So he's even made that into a competition.
You will win hands down every time.
Aw, thanks. I'll try not to wake you up when I come in.
Off you go, or your taxi will cost a fortune. Have a good time.
Yeah, I'll try. Bye.
Now that was impressive. And I can definitely see it working at Brookfield, can't you?
I like the rapid exit technology.
Is it quicker to go left or right here?
Left's probably quicker.
Okay. How long did Milton take? His herd was a similar size to ours.
Well, I made some notes on my phone.
It seemed a lot quicker.
Yeah, less than an hour and a half, he said.
You're very efficient when we expand.
Yeah, we've still got the New Zealand system to see you next week, don't forget. That's 2040, rather than 2020, so it should be even quicker. Plus, it's a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, but it's so much more exposed, which is fine when the weather's okay. But in this country... Oh, such a shame Davy couldn't come.
Blame Ben.
Well, it's not Ben's fault it was his parents' evening.
Yeah, which he forgot to mention till the last minute, or we wouldn't have organised the visit for today.
True.
And when every single teacher books you an appointment, you can't not go.
He needs to start revising. It's not long till his exams.
Yeah, and after his mock results.
Well, they weren't that bad, Pip. Although I've not got to grips with this new number system. What was wrong with ABC?
Now, remember, 9 is top and 1 is bottom. Don't let Ben tell you otherwise.
Enough of being unkind about your brother, madam. Let's talk about you.
Sorry?
We cannot have a repeat of last night, okay?
I know. I'm sorry about that. I should have called you.
I'm worried you're not taking this seriously.
No, I am.
Look, I didn't want to bring it up, Pip, but you know when I had the miscarriage.
Well, that wasn't toxoplasmosis, was it?
Oh, no, not at all. But I was totally devastated.
I know you were.
My point is that pregnancy is complicated. Well, you're a farmer, you know that.
Yeah, of course.
Things can get tricky for no apparent reason. So any extra risk, it's not worth taking.
I just hate seeing you and Dad so knackered, knowing I could help.
You are helping. Feeding the stock, keeping on top of the paperwork, that serves us tight.
Actually, Toby made an interesting suggestion.
Did he?
He offered to help with the carving.
Pardon?
Well, he'd need some training, obviously.
I'm not letting Toby Fairbrother anywhere near my cows, especially not when they're calving.
Now, Mum, he's great with the geese and the chickens.
That's completely different.
Yeah, and he helped me that time in the lambing shed. We'd have lost the lamb for sure.
You were there telling him what to do.
No, he'd only be doing the basics. Please, can you think about it, okay? But he really wants to help. Seriously.
Okay, I'll talk to your dad, see what he says.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, he's going to laugh too, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he very well might. "'Twill be fair, brother, working at Brookfield. Who'd have thought it?
That's it, boy. Nice and easy.
Christopher!
How does that feel, eh?
Oh, Christopher, there you are.
Mum, oh, hang on a minute. I'll come out to you. Good boy, you have a rest. What are you doing here?
Something you ought to see.
Hey, you don't usually read the Courier. Tainted businessman stripped of title. Oh, no. Do they mean Brian?
I'm afraid so. His Business Person of the Year award went to someone else because they say the Echo don't want to be associated with his, hang on, what do they call it? Oh, yes, his toxic brand.
Oh, blimey.
Thought you'd want to see it before Alice doesn't know, then.
No, she can't do. She'd have said when she rang, although she weren't feeling well, mind.
No?
No, she had a big work's due last night and then stopped over at a friend's.
Not hungover, I hope.
No, it's more of a migraine. I had to phone work for her.
Won't they be suspicious if it was a work's due?
No, they seem fine, actually.
Lucky for her.
All right then, matey, I'm coming. The trouble is, Mum, someone's got to warn Brian and Jennifer.
Oh, all right then. Doesn't look like there's a choice. Oh, I'll have to do it.
Mum? Mum, where's Brian? He's not in the office.
He's in Borchester.
Borchester?
Yeah, he's getting his car serviced. We'll be back later.
Damn, I've had a terrible morning.
Really?
One of my soft fruit buyers has cancelled their entire order because of the contamination.
What? But the polytunnels are nowhere near Lowmead.
Yeah, and the fruit isn't grown in the same soil as I tried to tell them several times, but they simply won't budge.
Oh, how ridiculous. There's no connection whatsoever.
That's the publicity, isn't it? Their concerned customers will be put off by our name.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Adam.
Come on, Mum, you know how it works.
Yeah, all right.
It'll be hard to secure another buyer in time for the crop.
Well, you better find one that understands strawberry production this time. What's Susan Carter doing here?
Jennifer, thank goodness you're here.
Well, I'm about to visit my mother, actually.
I've brought the papers.
Is your paper boy off sick?
Oh, no. Oh, Adam, look.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, how can they do this?
I've brought all our spare copies from the shop, but I'm afraid the rest get delivered separately to every single household in the Ambridge area.
I cannot believe what they've written.
They don't mince their words. Towards the end, yes, there. Terrible. I wish I could stay and help, but Sabrina's covering the shop and I've got a couple more errands.
Well, Susan, thank you.
Oh, well, we're still family, aren't we?
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Are you ringing Brian, or shall I?
Neither, thank you, Adam.
Well, I need to call him anyway about this fruit order.
No, you don't. I'm sorry, darling. He's got enough on his plate.
But losing this order is another consequence
Adam!
All right. But if any other buyers pull out, he'll have to be informed.
I just hope he hasn't seen this headline in Borchester.
Cheers, love. Keep the change.
Scotch, please. Oh, hello, Philip.
Brian, how are you?
Well, I've been better, to be honest.
Still recovering from that meeting last week?
Yes, partly. Sorry, my car's in for a service and the garage just called.
Bad news?
It needs a new bearing, apparently, which they can't fit till tomorrow.
Oh, it won't be cheap.
No. I'll have to get my wife to fetch me.
Look, I can drop you to Ambridge.
No, I couldn't possibly...
No, I'm passing that way as soon as I finish this.
Well, that's very good of you. You sure?
Yeah, I'll finish this half and then I'm all yours.
I ought to have bought you that. Thank you for your contribution at the meeting.
No need at all. I said what I thought. You had some feisty opposition.
Didn't I just? You might have noticed I'm persona non grata in Ambridge at the moment.
Is that why you're here?
No, not at all, no. I was looking for a chap who worked for me a few years back. Someone told me he drank here at the Crown.
Any luck?
Sadly, he's in a nursing home now with full-blown dementia.
Oh, dear. Did you need him urgently?
Well, yes, but doesn't matter now, I don't suppose.
Oh, well, wasn't meant to be.
No, so it would seem.
Ian's still enjoying the café, then?
Oh, he says he's really feeling the benefits.
Forgot to ask when I saw him. Would you like a bag? It's 5p.
Yeah, I'd better.
He was so excited about Lexi. That's all we talked about.
I can't tell you the relief, Helen.
Well, I'm very happy for you. I assume it's still under wraps.
Mm. We're waiting for test results, but then she'll be full steam ahead.
Oh. Is Roy okay about everything? Ian didn't seem sure.
It's a big ask, I know, but he genuinely wishes us well.
Oh, well done, Roy.
He dropped Lexi at the airport this morning. She's visiting her daughters for a couple of weeks before, well, before things start happening.
Anyway, I am so pleased. That's £6.65, please, Adam.
Well, let's see.
Hi, Susan. Did you forget something?
Oh, I couldn't find Pat again this morning, so I thought I'd pop back. Oh, hello again, Adam. We must stop meeting like this.
Yes. Okay, and £7.
Thanks.
I keep missing Pat. I don't know how.
She's very busy. Right, that's 35p change.
Oh, cheers.
So is she about?
No, I told her to go and have a rest.
Bye then.
Oh, bye. Say hi to Ian.
I will.
Cheerio, Adam. I'll be ever so quick. I need to remind her to milk the goats earlier.
Please, Susan.
A lot earlier.
Please stop.
Sorry?
You have to stop.
Stop what?
This constant pressure on Mum. She's retired. Look, it's up to her when she milks her goats.
But if I don't get cracking first thing, then how will I get the balance right? Amount of grains, temperature, fermentation time. It's a very delicate process.
I know, but...
And being as I'm only here in the mornings and being as Tom's so busy, it'll be nigh impossible to find out what works best.
Even so, Mum...
Helen, look, you said it was up to me to make it a success.
Did I?
So I do need the goat's milk in good time.
No, I'm sorry, but this isn't what I meant.
But it's what you said.
Look, of course we want to make a success of it. Tom's put so much effort into it.
We all have.
And you've got some great ideas, Susan, but the way you're going about this, it's just not good for the farm.
I beg your pardon?
You have got to give Mum a break.
So she won't be milking the goats earlier?
No.
I see.
I hope that's clear.
Crystal. I only wish you'd been as clear last week when you asked me to try all this.
Oh, Susan.
Goodbye.
Thanks for this, Philip. Jenny's visiting her mother this afternoon, so who knows how long I'd have had to wait.
No problem. Will they deliver the car back to you tomorrow?
Oh, they'll have to. I haven't got time to fetch it. I need to see what progress has been with the decontamination.
Damn, why's Borchester got so many traffic lights?
And they're always red.
Always. Yeah, I didn't envy you at that meeting last week. People were having a right go.
They were. Especially Kirsty Miller. That young woman's got more than enough to say for herself.
Well, she's very lively, isn't she, Kirsty?
Certainly is. So you know her?
We were in the same team for the pub quiz on Sunday with Shula and Alistair.
Ah, at the Bull. Mm. Did you win?
No, we got thrashed by some young'uns in silly hats.
Oh, dear. I don't suppose Kirsty was too happy. She strikes me as someone who likes winning.
I'm the same, to be honest. Way too competitive.
Well, match then.
Actually, we had lunch on Tuesday.
Right.
Which was brilliant. Oh, I don't know. It's quite a big age gap. 10-12 years is a lot, don't you reckon?
It's not something I've thought about.
My ex-wife was a few years older than me, and... she was obsessed with our ages. Must have rubbed off.
Uh-huh. Lights are green.
Oh, yeah. I think Kirsty's a breath of fresh air.
You'd have your hands full with that one, that's all I can say.
I think I've blown it anyway. I suggested lunch again next week, but she didn't respond for ages and then texted something a bit weak.
Washing her hair?
That sort of thing.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do hurry up, darling. Come on, sit down.
Honestly, Jenny, can you stop rushing me? I barely walked in the door.
Well, I've been waiting for ages.
I thought you were your mother's.
No, I didn't go in the end.
Oh? Heavens, what's that?
The Westbury Courier. Their editor seems to be extremely well informed about the whole debacle.
Oh, Lord, how bad is it?
Well, it's not good. And I've called the solicitors, but she says they've been very careful... so it's not worth suing.
No, well, that would just add to the publicity, Jenny.
And she thinks the Courier's revelling in the Echo's misjudgment, as she puts it.
Misjudgment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, offering me the award in the first place? Charming.
Yes, Well, not the most tactful of solicitors, is she? She said it'll be tomorrow's chip wrappers, so we should simply ignore it.
Well, let's hope to goodness the BL board don't see it.
I expect Dad'll be back before you finish your coffee.
How's he doing?
Well, he says he's all right, but you know what your dad's like. Putting on a brave face, like always.
Yeah, right.
So you're not going to Home Farm tonight?
Oh, I doubt it. Sounds like they've got enough to worry about. Anyway, Alice is cooking shepherd's pie.
She's feeling better then?
Well, she was pretty quiet.
Probably still a bit migraine-y.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Alcohol isn't good for migraines, you know, Christopher.
Well, she's off booze for a while.
Sounds like a good idea. Oh, who's that now? Mighty guest. Hello?
Susan, it's Helen.
Yes, I know.
Look, I'm sorry if I was a bit, well, direct earlier.
I see.
It's just that Mum seems quite down about the goats now, and well, it's a shame because she loves having them, and I don't want anything to spoil that.
So I was spoiling her enjoyment?
I hope you understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, I do.
Right. Look, are you okay, Susan? You seem... Well, I'm not sure you've been yourself recently.
I'm perfectly fine. And please don't worry. I'll be doing things your way from now on.
We still want you to use your initiative, obviously.
But the priority is your mum, not the new Kafiu.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you for clarifying that.
OK, then. Bye, Susan.
Goodbye. Honestly, she had a right go at me this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
After all my hours of dedication, Christopher, my absolute loyalty to Bridge Farm through thick and thin.
You've always done right by them.
Exactly. Oh, I bumped into our Tracy earlier. She says I should tell him where to shove the boring Kafiu.
I wouldn't listen to Tracy.
She's right, though. I'm much more confident with management nowadays. I could easily find another position.
Isn't that a bit hasty? I mean, there's not much part-time round here.
I'm going to find an employer who appreciates my leadership potential. And then I'll have the pleasure of telling Helen Archer to stuff her stupid job.
Is that working?
Press it again. Yep, it's fine.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I'll put the lens cover back on.
Oh, what a relief.
Ah, it's fiddly, that's all.
I appreciate your help, Will.
No probs.
What on earth are you two doing with my car?
Oh, one of your brake lights had gone.
Oh, had it?
I got the garage to bring a new bulb when the chap dropped my car back this morning.
Why didn't he sort it out?
Well, I didn't think it'd be that hard.
All sorted, Jennifer?
Yeah. See? Good as new.
It's a good job that Will's so handy, isn't it? Is there something wrong with your phone, Brian?
No, I've switched it off. I don't want any more bad news.
Don't blame you.
But when people can't get hold of you, they call me. Consequently, I haven't stopped all afternoon. There was Pat, Neil, Robert Snell. Even had a visit from Alan.
What did he want?
Ostensibly to talk fundraising for our Lenten challenge, but no, really to check you're okay.
They've all seen the courier. Now they want the latest gossip.
Alan's not interested in gossip.
I'd better get off, Brian.
Oh, sorry. How many new traps did you say you wanted, Will?
Well, there's a few need replacing. A dozen, I'd say.
Okay. Well, I'll get a price and we'll take it from there.
Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer.
We're dropping a little something over later with your card, aren't we, darling?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, very decent of you.
Any plans for tonight?
Oh, probably that Mexican in Felpisham. Yeah, Acapulco Rocks. Best burritos in Borsetshire. Yeah, the music's great too. Have you been?
No, we haven't, have we, Jenny?
No, but it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, hope so. Actually, I wanted to say, Brian, well, both of you, about the business at Low Mead.
Mm.
Whatever happens, you've got my full support.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Will. Thank you.
Cheerio, then.
Well, thanks for your help. Whatever happens, let's just hope for the best.
He meant well, darling. But I'm not going to be accused of keeping a low profile by the likes of Kirsty Miller.
What?
So, we're going out to the ball for a meal.
Now? Why on earth would we do that?
Because we've got nothing to be ashamed of, Brian. Well, change of trousers, please, and we'll go shortly.
But Jenny...
No, no arguments. I'm not cooking, so it's the ball or nothing.
All right. I'll tell you what. Get Alan to include the entire village in his no-complaining challenge, will you? And then I'll feel safe showing my face.
Or they might raise rather a lot of money.
There we are, David.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sorry, I've only got a 20. Is that OK?
Yeah, it should be. I'll have a look.
Oh, it's fine. Plenty of change in the till.
Right.
How are you, David? Don't usually see you in here this time of year.
No, well, I'm having a compulsory hour out. Oh. Ruth's orders.
Oh, I see.
I'm too grumpy, apparently.
Well, I can't believe that.
Here.
Thanks, Nick. No, long story, but Ben got the brunt of it.
I'll wipe the tables.
Thanks. And what had poor Ben done?
Well, I couldn't keep up with things in the lambing shed. We had a set of triplets and three sets of twins at practically the same time.
Well, that is busy.
And Ruth and Josh were tied up with calving.
Of course, Pip's not allowed to help, is she?
No, exactly. So when Ben came in from school, I roped him in.
But he didn't come up to scratch?
Well, he only had to do navel dips and the spray marking, which couldn't be simpler, but honestly. And the language...
Oh, dear. You were him.
Well, both by the end. Fortunately, Eddie arrived to take over.
Well, you look exhausted, if you don't mind me saying.
Ruth and I are on our knees.
A little birdie told me that Toby had offered to help.
Yeah, Toby Fairbrother helping with carving. I haven't laughed so much in ages.
Well, couldn't Toby do whatever Ben were doing?
What, in the lambing shed? I doubt it.
Well, you just said it couldn't be simpler.
I don't imagine the chaos he caused. Seriously.
Oh, he can be very practical, can Toby. A lot of people underestimate him.
Well, they'd be right.
Oh, look, David. I mean, it ain't for me to say, but... aren't you being a bit hard on the lad?
He's not a lad, he's a grown man.
Yeah, and he's the father of your grandchild.
Yeah, well...
Oh, shouldn't you be looking for ways to get on with him better?
What, by letting him mess up our business as well as our family?
That's a bit unfair.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, granted, he isn't as reliable or focused as you, but he could still be a good father.
You reckon?
Oh, it's quiet in here. Hiya, Jolene.
Evening.
Emma.
Nick, can you serve, please?
Oh, I was going to finish the table.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind serving Emma.
OK, then.
Take Kenton.
What can I get?
You know, you and him, very different. Agreed?
Yeah, very.
But you both want the best for your kids, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
£3, please.
So why not give Toby a chance to prove himself?
Oh, I don't know, Johnny.
Oh, come on, David. You could train him up to do somewhat useful. Cover some night shifts.
Well, I suppose Eddie could show him the ropes with lambing, but, you know, I'd still have to trust him to turn up and not fall asleep and not hash it all up. It's just not worth the hassle. Oh,
but, David, it would mean a lot to him. And to Pip.
What on earth are you doing now?
I want my gloves. Sure, I saw them in the boot.
Oh, it's yet another distraction, Brian. First my car, now this.
Well, you needed a new brake light.
You know what I mean. And I'm not having it. We are going to face people, and that's that.
I'm honestly not following your logic, Jenny.
You need cheering up.
Well, this isn't going to work. What if Kirsty's in there?
We're cooperating fully with the Environment Agency and the contractors, aren't we?
Of course we are.
And you've tried to find out how on earth it happened in the first place.
Yeah. It's a real shame about young Bob.
Well, there's nothing else we can possibly do. So, let's hold our heads up high.
Look, there's David's car.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, surprised he's found time for a pint. This is his busy time.
Then, for heaven's sake, let's go and have a chat.
Half a cider.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, Emma, did Fallon talk to you about our little mix-up?
Oh, the Valentine's Day competition. Hmm. Yeah, she mentioned
it. Yeah, well, it was a complete pain because Kenton spent ages on the publicity, hadn't he, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Nick said you weren't doing it. So.
No, OK. Next time, me and Fallon are going to have to talk beforehand.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Neville, what can I get you, my darling?
Because the boss is always right.
Look, I got into a lot of trouble about that.
That's not my fault.
You could have checked with me.
Can I have my scratchings?
Hey, love. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, you're early. I haven't finished my shift yet.
Emma? Aren't you going to wish me happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
I got some amazing presents.
Did you?
Yeah. Brian and Jennifer got me a seriously good bottle of whiskey.
Oh, that explains it.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been sticking up for them over your own family.
No, that's because they're right and you're wrong.
Whatever. Can you get my scratchings?
Where are you and Ed off to then?
I don't know yet.
Well, I saw him earlier. He said you're staying here.
Oh, what a shame.
Scratchings, please.
We're going to the Mexican in Felpisham.
Mm, quite pricey, but we can afford it, can't we, love?
Easily.
Oh, I'm very glad for you.
Except you're not, are you?
Can you tell him to give it a rest, Nick?
No, because he's got a point. I mean, I worked my guts out on the election for you, didn't I? And now you treat me like this.
Like what? This is what I was elected for. To protect our community. And make sure this contamination is taken seriously. It's nothing personal.
Really? So why drop me in it for Jolene about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, and why can't you babysit tonight?
Oh, look, I paid for them scratchings, so either get them or give me my money back, right?
Well, it's obvious why you're causing trouble for Nick.
Why is that, then?
You're jealous.
Jealous? What on earth of? Well, come on, tell me.
Oh, you can be a nasty piece of work.
No one's allowed to do better than you, are they? Chris, Fallon, us?
Oh, rubbish.
Look, we can't all do badly just because you and Ed are. You know, it's a shame for your kids, but we won't stop enjoying ourselves just because you and Ed can't climb out of the gutter.
Maybe you're
what
right, Julie.
You heard?
That doesn't sound good.
How dare you? Excuse me a minute.
We are not remotely in the gutter.
Well, you would be without Mum and Dad.
What on earth's going on?
I want my money back.
You can whistle for it.
Go and stir trouble for someone else.
Right, that's enough.
I am not staying here to be insulted by you.
Nick!
I am never setting foot here again. Excuse me.
Right, that's it. Nick, you can knock off now.
But I haven't finished my shift.
Jolene, you can't blame Nick.
Can't I?
Will, can you wait in the car?
Well, why do
Please?
I have to... All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry, Jolene. It's just that
I will not have slangy matches in my pub.
I promise it won't happen again.
Yeah, well, it better not. Now, off you go.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but if you heard what she said...
Yes, I did. I did, and the whole pub heard what you said to her. Good night, Nick.
I do apologise, Neville.
But Jolene...
Good night, Nick. Sorry, Jennifer.
Oh,
we don't expect that kind of nonsense in here. Especially not from the staff.
Nick wasn't at her best.
No, she weren't.
What can I get you?
GNT, please, Jolene. And what are you having, David?
Oh, not for me. No, I'm finishing this and then I'm back to work.
I'll have a GNT as well, please.
Right you are. Coming up.
How are you, Brian?
Oh, not great. Oh, I got a missed call. I knew I shouldn't have turned this on.
We'll have a menu too, please, Jolene.
Right, no problem.
Sorry, will you excuse me? It was Justin. I'd better call him back.
Right.
Oh, how are things at Brookfield?
About as lively as they are here, to be honest.
Right, two menus, Jennifer.
Right.
Oh, I'll have to have words with that young lady. Ain't on.
Certainly not.
Two G&Ts coming up.
No, thanks.
Ryan looks stressed.
This whole thing has put an incredible strain on him. Well, on us all.
I do sympathise. We had the same with the IBR.
Oh, yes. As if farming isn't stressful enough without these problems coming out of the blue.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. Bye, Justin.
What did he want? Oh, are you okay, darling?
An emergency meeting of the BL board's been called for next week.
No.
They're furious about the media coverage.
Oh, the Courier, yeah. That was unfortunate.
Hey, Martin will love this.
You must have a lot of support on the board, though.
Well, of course you have. Annabelle and... Well, who's that new chap?
And there's Justin.
Yes, yes. Justin will support you.
Huh.
Darling, you do an amazing job at BL. Why on earth would they turn against you now?
Because they can smell blood, that's why. It's the perfect opportunity to get rid of me. And I'm not sure I've got enough fight left to stop them.
Oh, come on, Brian. It's not like you to give up.
No, you mustn't let them get you down.
Yeah, but I'm tired of battling. I mean, what's the point? Now, I'm sorry, Jenny. But for once, I'm going to give them what they want. I'm going to resign from the board.
Nice.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Kirsty Young, presenter of Desert Island Discs. Each week, I ask some of the world's most outstanding and impressive people to reflect on their life as they contemplate being cast away to a desert island. All they're allowed to choose is 8 discs, a book, and a luxury item. You can subscribe to Desert Island Discs from wherever you get your podcasts and download them at your leisure. And in addition, you can also listen to many of the 3,000 extraordinary people who've been cast away to our island over the years. That's the Desert Island Discs podcast. I do hope you'll join us.